But I'm going to carry my daughter-in-law there. And she is bringing me home from the hospital. And I said, now, if you will serve my plate for me, we'll go to the hotel. Well, she said, all right. And we went, and she did. She'd tell me what this is and what's next and all, and I'd tell her what I could eat. And she'd put on my plate for me. It's, you know, they keep it a little bit dark anyway, and then I just don't see good. So I got a plenty and enjoyed it, but if I could eat a little of everything come along, I think I'd enjoyed it better.
They sure load those tables up.
Yes, they do.
Do you like any kind of seafood?
Yeah, I like seafood. I like oysters and shrimp and fish. I used to, as long as I could eat it, every time I went to Jackson, and that was very near of a week, I'd go to Morrison's. I thought they had the best fried shrimp of anybody. And that's what I wanted. And that good salad they fixed with it. But now you see I can't have that. Mm. But we are planning to have some good fresh boiled shrimp Christmas while David G is here. My daughter-in-law went to Mobile about 2 weeks ago and she bought 12 pounds just as they come in on, took them off the ship, you know, and bought her an ice box and put them in on that ice and brought them home, put them in the freezer. And now they'll be just as good as they was then. And I love them boiled. I can just eat, and they don't hurt me boiled and stone.
Yes, ma'am.
But I love the fried ones the best.
Yes,
but I don't better than eat a big lot of fried stuff. And I can't eat that good salad that the eggs are tall. That just kill me. So I'm gonna. Now she's planning, they've got some more, they're going to get some oysters too, Dennis told me, if it's so she can be at home. We all come to an agreement, we didn't want any turkey nor dressing for Christmas. That we want shrimp and oysters, and I'm going to carry a cake. I've got the best recipe for a Christmas cake. I eat them any time.
Yes, ma'am.
And, now, it makes a big cake, and I'm going to carry it. Now, Dennis and his wife won't eat it, but and WG don't eat sweets either, but I want cake, so I'm going to carry it. And that's all that I'm going to carry. She told me not to because they would have everything. And we'll just be there Christmas Eve night and Christmas Day for dinner, and then we'll come on down here.
What about this animal, you know, that you hear making a croaking noise around ponds?
Oh, frogs?
Yes, ma'am.
They call them bullfrogs here.
Bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have other kinds?
Do what?
Do you have other kinds?
Yes, we have a smaller frog than that don't make any racket.
Hmm.
They call them toads.
Toads.
Mm-hmm.
You have these little old tiny ones? Not much bigger
well,
than
Well, now, there's some little biddies. They call them spring frogs.
Spring frogs.
Mm-hmm. But there's some that's, oh, they're about that big over that they call toad frogs. But you know those old bullfrogs, they're great big things. And they got big legs, and that's what's good cooked is those old frog legs.
Ever eaten
any? I ate some one time. I always said I wouldn't eat them and I wouldn't cook them in my pot.
Why not?
Oh, I thought just because it's a frog, it wouldn't do. But that, my boys could get me to do anything, I reckon. And that Leaston went off and caught a bunch of frogs and dressed them legs and brought them home dressed. And that's the prettiest meat I ever looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me so pitifully. He was small. He said, Mama,